Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefono Vel Esav Ochiv. Rashi says Malachim, Malachim Mamish. So the pshat, Malachim Mamish means Rosh Tevis, Malachim Mimitzvah She'osa. Mamish is Malachim Mimitzvah She'osa. And Rebbe Eli Lefyan discusses Barichat here that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. When you do an aveira, you create Rachman Tzlan, a shlecht malach. The malachim that from the mitzvahs that he made, that was the malachim that Yaakov was able to send now to Esav. The malachim mitzvahs she'asa. Now this concept that malachim come from mitzvahs that you do, it also depends how you do the mitzvah. A mitzvah that you do with the ganze shleimus. The malachim mitzvahs she'asa is the pshat that if you do the mitzvah with a ganze shleimus, then the mitzvah is the. The malachim that you do, a mitzvah that you do with a ganze brand, is a different madrega. There's a beautiful serious idea. It says by the Akedah that a malach came down to Avram Avinu by the Akedah and he tells him, Ata yadati kireli kimato v'loi chasata es bin chasichitcha mimeni. Beautiful pshat. The malach comes down and tells Avram to stop. Avram doesn't know. Maybe the tzibri was really yet the shechtis son. He doesn't know. Now the malach is telling him all you were supposed to do was just to be oikin him. How do you know? He understood originally that Tzibri is to really shech the Yitzchak. So the Malach tells him, no, I know you're a Yerolikim, but like Nesach that's been Chesichidecha, Mimeni, you can prove it from me. Who was the Malach? The Malach that's coming to tell Avram not to shech Yitzchak is the Malach that was created from the Groysa Mitzvah of the Akedah that he did. Had the Tzibri been to actually shech, the Malach wouldn't have been created and certainly not with that power yet. So the malach was saying, Mimeni, from me, you can see that yes, you have a malach, mimitzvah she'osa. The entire parasha of Vayishlach, the Ramban gives the Moritik a Hakdoma that the purpose of the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav was to teach you how to fear zech in Golus, how to treat and act when you have a confrontation with Esav. And I would like to, it's interesting, you know, last week when Lavan is running after Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malach to Lavan to tell him not to chefer with Yaakov. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to Esav and also tell him not to chefer? So there is one pshat that the end is, how could HaKadosh be nizgala to Azar Rasha? But the pshat is, Lavan doesn't have his Avodah Zarah anymore. The Trufim were stolen, so the Eivishter was able to be nigla to him. But Esav, there's no way that the Eivishter could be nigla to Esav. I've suggested a different shot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wants that there should be this confrontation. From here is what we learn out. L'doyrin, L'tfila, L'molchama. This confrontation has to be the Rabbi Shalom stages it in order to check my Sa'avisim and Labanim that we should learn out how to fear Zich with the Esav. And that's a lot of lessons that we have to learn from the Parsha. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu staged it to be like that. Now the first thing is Yaakov sends a message to Esav and he says, in love on Garati, V'tariyag mitzvah shemarki. The pasuk says, "Koi soimrun." So those that are learning daf yom, the letter coming up, talk a lot about which things, starting tomorrow's daf, which things have to be said dafke b'lashon kodesh, and which things can be even said b'shar l'shoynis. Over here it says, there's a medrash that says, "Koi soimrun." Koi is mashmah b'lashon kodesh. Koi soimrun l'adoni le'esav. What's the pshat that they have to send the message dafke b'lashon kodesh? That's so beautiful pshat in the Kerem Chemed. So like this, Yaakov says in Mavan Garati the Tariyag Mitzvah Shamarti. You have to really, Tariyag Mitzvah means you have to keep exactly Tariyag. If you keep one more than Tariyag, that's Bal Toisef. Bal Toisef represents that you're doing even the Tariyag, not because you're a soldier that's doing the Tashur Tziva Hashem. You have your own agenda. This you agree to, this you don't. When you do Bal Toisef, you'll end up coming to Bal Tigra. Yaakov says, no, Tariyag the Mitzvah. I kept exactly like it is. Tariyag Mitzvah Shamarti. It says Yitzchak already told Esav, "V'hoyu kasher torid." If you're going to do tariyad, ufarakta ule me'al tzavarecha. If it's going to be more than tariyad, v'hoyu kasher torid. That's tariyad. Then already it's over. Then it's pretis ol. Then Esav can take over control of Yaakov. So Meredith is not. You look at the targum in Lavan Garti. The targum says in Lavan Doris. Doris is Tafresh Yudalit. So that would defeat the whole purpose. Then he's sending a message that Baket, that he did Taryad, it's Vahaya Kasher Torin, Ufarakulah. So it's Koy Soy, Matim Elashim Koyvish, stay in love on Garti. Don't say the Targum, because the Targum is in love on Doris, which is going to be the Taryad, and that will defeat the whole purpose of the message. Now the Malachim came back and say that he was coming with his 400 people, and Vayiro Yaakov Ma'oi, Vayetzer Loi. So Rashi already says, what's the double Lashon Vayira Vayetzer Loi? Rashi says, Vayira Shema. He was scared of killing others. What was he scared of killing? I understand he's scared to get killed, but what's Vayetzer Loi that he's scared of killing others? So he was Shema Yaharig Acherim. Acherim was one of the Tanoim who was Be'emes V'yotzi Chalotze from Esau, from Gerim. So Shema Yaharig Es Acherim. Maybe he's going to kill Acherim. Another chat is Rabbi Diskin says, Rivka had said in a vua, Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'yoyim Echod. Rivka was worried, and she said originally, she's worried we're going to lose you both on the same day. The reason for that is because Rivka is the Gilgal of Chava who lost, who Cain and Hevel, the story happens, Hevel died and Cain was Nigzer all of Misa on the same day. And she said, we're getting back to the same story, Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'yoyim Echod. The truth is they didn't die on the same day, but on the day of Yaakov's Kavura, is when Esav was killed. It ended up happening on the same day. So Yaakov is saying, Vayir Hashem Yehore. Vayetzer lo Hashem Yehore Gacherim. Because if he hore Gacherim, then Vayter. He's going to kill Esav. It's Vayter going to be that he's going to get killed also. Because he knew that there's a Nevuah. Loma Eshtal Shneichem B'yoyim Echad. And that's also what says. He made two machanois. It says, Im Yovi Esav Ela Machas Diko. Yaakov knows for sure. V'ho Yamachan Anishar Leflatus. How does he know for sure? Maybe they'll get both of them. Terah says Yaakov knew he stays in the front machane and he kept them a day apart. But if he attacks him and kills him in the first machane, so for sure by that time, if the days travel, Esav won't make it to the next pad of the machane. Yaakov is somach ubatuach v'hoya machane nishon lechleitah. Yaakov says a different shot. What does he mean by yira v'yetzeloi? Yaakov knew that originally Esav wasn't running after him because Esav was waiting until Yitzchak was nifter. And the truth is, why did Esav wait until Yitzchak is nifter? The shot that because Esav really wants to get the brachas back, but if he's going to kill Yaakov before Yaakov has kids, it goes Birusha back to Yitzchak. That's not going to be his brachas, and Yitzchak can re-give it to someone else. He wants to kill Yaakov after Yitzchak is already dead and kill him out entirely. Even if he has a family, kill him out, and then Birusha goes to him. He wants the Yarsh and the brachas. Again, he knew if the brachas went to Yaakov, you can't just, you'll kill him and then what? But he got the brachas already. He wants it to go be Yerusha to him, so he's waiting for Yitzchak to die. And Yaakov knows that. So now Yaakov realizes if Esav's running after me now, it must be that Yaakov was nifter. That's what he thought. So it's Vayetzer Loi on what he thought is Pesiris Yitzchak. There's another pshat. The Gemara says in Chulin that the Emes Yaakov is sorry shall Esav also over here. And we know the Gemara says in Chulin that Tzadi Aleph, that is the Machlokes Amiroyim, whether it's Ke'ovet Teichavim Nidmaloi, the sorry shall Esav appeared to him as a goy, or ketalmid chacham nidmalay. As I understand the Gemara, machlokes if it was ketalmid chacham or koyvet kechavim. So the Chasam Sofer has a beautiful shot, and it ties into what it means vayira vayetzel. I will explain. Yat hariyad mitzvah shamarti. So what's he worried about? The Torah says there are two mitzvahs that Yaakov is worried about. That maybe he was a little bit there's a pegam, and maybe he has a reason to be nenash. On one hand, he didn't keep kibbut av. He stayed away all those years. And on the other hand, he married two sisters, which we spoke also about last week. He married two sisters. Now, the fact of marrying two sisters, that means he feared it like a goy. He's got to marry after a sister, but he did not. That's what it means. It came to him like a goy. That he was chepering him on the fact that he was nichshel on achay sister. Talmud Chacham represents kibbut av, because we know that he wasn't punished for the 14 years of learning in the Eber, only for the other years. So that's what it means, nizl like a Talmud Chacham. But you could say that's also the remez Yaakov is saying now, vayira Yaakov mo'oy vayetzuloy. Vayira is ish imay ba'ovet kira'u. You get out the concept of kibbut av. Ish imay ba'ovet kira'u. Vayetzer loy is because by the pasuk of achos ishtoi, in Yevamos we know this, it's isha el achos loy sikach litzuror. The lashon of yetzer loy. So this is what Yaakov is vayira and vayetzer loy. The Nesiva Shalom says a different shah. What does it mean whether the malach appears to him as a Talmud Chacham or as a goy? He says all melchemes hayetzer, and the emes like you see, the entire parsha is about how to confront Esav, how to confront the yetzahara, how to win in that melchama. So that's the entire theme of the parsha of emes. On one hand, the yetzahara sometimes like a talmud chacham, he's convincing you that this is the right thing to do. Sometimes he comes back straight out. He tells the Pharaoh, "Ich bin a goy, fear the like a goy, do it like it is." You have to know how to win the Yetzirah under those fronts. This also ties in. There's a famous verse in the Beit Halevi. The other say with different mischoys. It says Yaakov was scared, and he says, "Atulemi no miyad ochi and miyad Esav." You have to be scared of like an Esav. You're telling straight out, and sometimes coming. If I care, he has a whole question why this is the tzitz, because this is the way to do it. So Yaakov wins over Sayyid, the social Esav, appears him like a Talmud Chas, and Sayyid he comes and he prepares him, appears him like a good. Now Yaakov prepares himself also. He says, "Im hoya im yavi Esav ala machne ha'achas." We already set up that it was a day apart. He knew then it's a foolproof plan that if he gets killed in the front, there's still another machane. Oh, this is the big yisoy, this pasuk. This is the yisoy that every person is avoid this Hashem. It is Mohammed say Yisra and Bechlau. And the Surah Mirah and the Asli Toys. Life is always full of challenges, and that's what we're here for. Tug Teglich, and every year and every day. And a person has to know. You win some, you lose some, and you have to keep on trudging on. In Yovie Esav Alamachan Achas, if plan A doesn't work, so you can B. You don't just be Rosh Bakir, you know, one way. You have it planned out, you know, you have a backup plan. You have a backup plan.
Didn't he know from the promises that that's why he would survive, like the
Ramban? Yeah, that's another Malach. Yeah, Avan, sure. But we're taking out, there's a different Nakuda here. A lima to learn it. That if sometimes something doesn't go one way, you can have it the other way also. Another lima, also there is Rash. And this is true for all the doyers through Klal Yisrael. When the Yidden, the Ramban talks about it actually, when the Yidden felt that they want to get closer and closer to the Goyim, doctor from there, they have an afila. You have to know that they have to keep separate. So the Derev Jewish, there's a way to read the Pasuk. Im yovi Esav ala machane ha'achas. If you think Bakar, you're going to become one big machane with Esav, you're going to be good with him, then you think then it's going to work out? History always showed us. V'hikol. Then you get klatz. V'hoya ha'machane ha'nishar. If your attitude is Bakar, that we're Shirayim, we're in Golis, we stay on the sidelines, and we try to do what we have to do. L'fleita. Dafka from there comes the Hatzolah. From there you could side up and be one with the Esav. Dafka from there. Surprisingly enough or not, comes always the nefila. The Ramban writes when he talks about the Hoya Machan initial place, he says this is also the doyrus, that it was always like that in Klal Yisrael, that if there was one malucha that comes and attacks the Yidden, there's going to be another place where they're going to be able to flourish. There was always, it worked like that through history. When the Yidden was expelled or thrown out or had tzaras in one place, there was always somewhere else where, yes, they were able to survive. This is Yedua about the Chafetz Chaim. That the Chafetz Chaim, who was already Nifter in 1933, in Tafresh Tzadi Gimel, and he was Menaber, and he saw that there would be Shrek Lecha Soros coming up at Klal Yisrael. And he said, and he told the Panav Yisrov, Uvahar Tziyon Tia Pleita, Vahoya Kodesh, which is a puzzle in this week's Haftarah. Which the Haftarah is also that theme. And in Panavish Yeshiva, there's a very big sign on the building, huge, larger than life letters, Uvahar Tziyon Pleita Vahoya Kodesh. And the Panavish Yerov Be'emes in 1943 and 42 was working on building a huge yeshiva, which is going to have a base medrash that was going to be so big it was going to be able to hold about 8 bachrim. And they asked him, "You have 4 bachrim right now in your yeshiva, what?" And Rommel was coming, the Nazis were coming, they were bombing already in Tel Aviv, the Nazis were mamish by the border. And he said, "Ducholim, this Shreklachas, Efshir in America, wait, what do you think is going on?" And he said, "Efshir Cholim, Abraham not sleeping." And yes, and he built it up. We've hired CNT, a place of Ahoya Kodesh. Katointi, the Gemara says, in Saita, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a little bit of gaiva. It talks about anovent in the beginning of Saita. It's right for a Talmud Chacham to have echad mishmidish of shminis. This is the katointi, is the eighth pasuk in the eighth parsha from the Torah, the eighth sidra in the week. The Marsha says, what does it mean shminis sheva shminis? Because shminis sheva shminis is 1/64th, an eighth of an eighth. That's already still the seder. That's not gaiva yet. More than that. You go lower when you want to go fraction. So it's 1/63rd. That's more. That's what he got. That's what he got. That's got. As I talked to Marshall, there's another beautiful chapter of Yaakov Emden. And again, the Emden, the Gemara there in Sleit, it's a machloikis. The other man, the Yomer, says, no, you're not supposed to have any guy. The Chibarashi says, no, Chacham Roy Loi, that he should have Shemina Sheva Shemina. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, he says, you know, the Eibishter gave the Torah on Har Sinai, a low mountain. He didn't give the Torah in a valley. He didn't give the Torah in that land. He gave it on a Har Sinai. Har Sinai was 500 amas. Har Tabor, one of the mountains that was Loishim originally that said he wanted to be in the Skabal on him, is before the Medrash was 32,000 amas, 64 times as much. Har Sinai, the Torah was given, was Echad Mishmina Sheva Shminis of Har Tabor. That's the Katan. Now we said already the Pshat of Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav, we'll say it's a different Nusach Hefsher. The Beit HaLevi says the Nusach that Yaakov was scared of Esav coming to him as Esav ready to kill him, to bite him, and also he was scared of Ochi, that maybe he's coming to kiss him. He doesn't want the kira of Esav either. We don't want that either. The Nesiv HaShon says a different Hadgasha. What's Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav? Sometimes the horror comes and he comes to you as Ochi and he's trying to convince you to do the Aver. All of a sudden afterwards, when you already had the Nefila, you did the Avera, and then you want to start getting up, then he comes suddenly as Esav and he says, you're a Falun already anyway, Farfalan, you're already in a rut, stay where you are. It's great, and it's two different, it's Fahasr Sotanu Fanenu Me'achareinu. Yaakov is being Mispalel to be Misgaber on both of those in Yonim. Now it says also that he gives a Doirayim and he sends Matonois to Esav. These Matonois are Be'emes, symbolism of the Soir La'azazel. The whole concept of Soir La'azazel is when a Yid going to Shana and Yom Kippur gets the clarity of what's Ra and what's Toiv and comes back to Etzem to the Tchilas Abriya. In the Tchilas Abriya, the Ra was separate from the Toiv. The Chet Eitadas, when the Ra became Me'urbav with the Toiv. Originally it was separate. And what we do every year Yom Kippur is that we send the Soir La'azazel and we say, you take that stuff, it's not for us. And then you're ready. After you separate. Now, of all the behemoths that he sent, and he actually sent 20, which is like a goat. That's for the 20 years that he wasn't with Esav, that he didn't give him the Soir for those 20 years. He's making it up now. And it's interesting. The Bnei Sosra and others, they write that if you count up all the animals he gave, it was 580. Behemoths that Yaakov sent all together was Gematria Sotir. This whole 580 behemoth Matono was one big Sotir La'azazel. He's sending it to Esav and he says, I want to separate from you. You take this stuff and we separate paths. Lamaisa, what happens? Yaakov was very nervous that he's going to be having a confrontation with Esav coming with the 400 people. But Lamaisa, when it finally comes to it, and meets up now with Esav, Esav comes like a tattler that everything, you know, what happened? What happened is that Yaakov already had the confrontation. So racial is. And whatever that represents, Vayeobek Ishimoi Adalai Sashakar, that confrontation already was symbolic, more than symbolic, was be'emes of what was really going on. That's really where the war was happening. That's where the battle was being fought. We have to realize now in Klai Yisrael's in the Matzah, the battle is being fought in the Beis Medrash. After Yaakov is Menaseach there, so Leah Yerecha, but he's Menaseach there, so then Esav comes back. That's where the front line really is. But now he meets up with Esav, and he has a Chadasar Yeladov, so the famous Rashi brings the Medrash. Ino Heichan Hoista. So he put her in a box. He was worried that Esav is going to be some Einam Olel. So there's a famous Kasha. How do you know? It's at a Chadasar Yeladov. How do you know Dina is the one that's missing? Maybe one of the other Shvatim was missing. Maybe Dina was there. Another one of the Shvatim, for whatever reason, wasn't there. So the simplest chat is because we know where Dina was according to that explanation. She was in a box. And we understand why maybe she was in a box. If you're going to tell me, no, Dina was there and Zvulin or Shimon wasn't there, why is he in a box? What hedver do you have? The hedver is on Dina. Dos Alein is a pshat. But the Gro says a different pshat. The Gro says, the famous Goin, He says, we know that Binyamin was Zoyche, that the Beis Hamikdash was the Chelkoi, because he was the only one that wasn't the Shtachav of Esav. So Zok the Goyin, the Parshat Chesh, Binyamin wasn't here, he wasn't born yet. Zok the Goyin, if a different one of the Shvatim, for whatever reason, was there, so then there's no reason why maybe he should be Zoyche, that the Mikdash should be the Chelkoi. Must be that the one that was there is Bina. Bina doesn't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Anyways. Now it's very interesting, Yaakov is given the name Yisrael in the Parsha. And if you learn up the sugi well, it happens twice. Originally with the confrontation with the Sori Shel Esav, the Sori Shel Esav tells them in Potes, Lo Yaakov Yomaroi Shimcha Ki in Yisrael Ki Sarisa Im Alehim V'Manoshim Batucho. That's what the Sori Shel Esav tells them. Later on, in Perek Lamed Hey, the Rabbeinu Shloimim is Gala to Yaakov. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud. And he says, Lo Yikari Shimcha Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yishamecha. Vayikra Shema Yisrael. Now we know it's Mavur that even though it's turned into Yisrael, he remains Yaakov. Many places we still call Yaakov. There's Bnei Yaakov and there's Yisrael, as opposed to Avram, who turned into Avraham. That is Muhav, that it's Avraham. By Yaakov and Yisrael, and the Sforum talk about it by Richus, how it represents two different Bechidus, two different Madregas, two different Inyonim, that allow that for one above the other. They're parallel to each other, each one different things, and you can have both factors. And it's also by Richus and the Farshim explain what exactly happened when the Malach gave him the name, and then separately what happens when the Rabbeinu Shloim gave him the name. It's interesting though that Yaakov and Satan together is Gematria Yisrael. Meaning when Yaakov is Mizgaber on Satan, Yaakov Tzazamin with using the Koyach of being Mizgaber on it, that's Yisrael. And also Yaakov with Yisrael together, but you need the both. Yaakov v Yisrael. Yaakov v Yisrael is Gematria Krasa. So on one hand, Yaakov is Mizgaber on Satan, and that becomes Yisrael. Yaakov v Yisrael is Kras Satan. Yisrael also, that Rizal writes, represents Yaakov, of course, is Mitosa Shlemo. He's at the process of the three of us that are going to be in the Shlemus back of Tikkun HaOlam from the Chayei Tzadat. Yisrael has the letters of all of them, of us and the Imos. The letters of Yitzchak Reish Aleph Lamed is the letters of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah. All the Ovis and all the Imos are all part of Yisrael. Now when Yaakov is still fighting there with the Sorishov, which represents the Emes of Muhammad Sayyid there, it's an interesting shakul of Tariya. Vayishol Yaakov vayomer hagidin ha-shemecha vayomer lo mazeh tishalish. Rav Chaim Shulevitz has a shmuz, and a lot of the forum talk about this idea that he doesn't have a name. He doesn't have a name because he's this unclear suffix that's always going to cause a person to be mavulvul. It's not mugder. A person in a Zavoidus Hashem has to be set to know what he's doing and have a plan A, a plan B, but he knows what he's doing and he's steadfast in where he's headed and what he wants to do. The whole koyach of the Yetzirah is fakert. It represents a molek, which is the same gematria as suffix, which is lamazet tishal. You have also the parish of Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe is a mitzvah that it's Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Anoshe. The Gemara explains in Sanhedrin that Gid of the Emes is a mitzvah that's never repeated again in the Torah. The Moshe, there are other mitzvahs that are given in Parashas Bereishis and before Matan Torah, but they're repeated again. Gid Anoshe is not repeated again. So this Gid that's written here in Sefer Bereishis is the pasuk that's for Klal Yisrael la'achar Matan Torah. Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael doesn't mean it means only l'doyrus, but it's a machlokes tanoim that Gid Anoshe was noyeh in the before Matan Torah me'ikar adin, which is an important nakuda to understand. On one hand, we know that The Ovid kept the whole Torah. The Ovid kept the whole Torah. Over Giranosha now was mitzvah to them. Al kein lo yoichul b'nei Yisrael. There was a tzivui now to them as an ikar hadin, not just as emu kol ha'Torah kula. This is negeya that the Gemara brings, the Mishnah in Chulin, the Kuf brings a machlokes tanoim. Is there an isser of giranosha in a behemoth tmeya? If he eats the giranosha of a chazer, is he over the isser of giranosha? Is giranosha only noyig in a kosher animal, or is giranosha also noyig in a chazer, in a behemoth tmeya? It's a separate child if it's noyig in a nevelo or a treifa. That may be a kosher animal. That's an available or treifa, we maybe have to be a sort of get a notion. But what about a behemoth to make a chazer? So, it's a machlokes tanoim, Rav Shimon says not, Rav Yehuda says, Haloi bidne Yaakov nesar. Get a notion was already usher before Matan Torah to the Bnei Yaakov. And by then, there was no chilek between chazer and other behemoths. I know that there was an Indian that they kept called a Torah Kula, over Me'ikr Hadin, they were allowed to eat chazer also. So when they were Netzar and Gira Noshe, there's no reason why it should be that it was adopted by a cow, not by a chazer. Even the Doris, this is the same pasuk, it blinds like that. Because he says, Haloi Midakar Netzar. There is a plea of the Ketosis there that's mashma, that Koyde Matan Torah Gira Noshe was ushered to everybody, not just to the Bnei Yisrael, meaning literally the children of Yisrael, but rather even Noyach before Matan Torah. But the pasuk was only Noyach on the Bnei Yisrael, but it was Noyach Me'ikar Adin, even though they didn't have the other mitzvahs. And that's why Rabbi says even La'achra Matan Torah it's still Noyig in a Chazer. There's a Shara in the Menchus Chinuch, Mishlo Melech, they clash Shara Melech. What about the Gidonosh of a person to eat? Over the Isra of Gidonosh. So the mind is like this. Let's again go back to Gidonosh of a Chazer for a minute. If a person eats the Gidonosh of a Chazer, is any Isra? Well, first of all, you'll say, for sure he's over eating chazer, that's for sure. No! There's a very good chance that he's not over Isser chazer, because the emes of Giranosha has no time. The reason you're over is because it's a gzeres ha-kotov, she'afo pisha who ate ba'almo, kach hu, ha-isser shel Giranosha. So if you eat the Giranosha of a chazer, it's a machlokes, it's told, ish begidin benoisin tam, or ain begidin benoisin tam. But like the shita that ain't begin the nice and time, and the reason you chayiv and giranosha is flat out because it's exeris akosim. So if you eat the giranosha of a chazer, you're for sure over isur chazer if you hold ain't begin the nice and time. The question is, are you over the isur of giranosha? And that's the discussion: is giranosha only knowing in a kosher animal, even in a non-kosher animal? If you hold yesh begin the nice, that means when you eat the giranosha of a chazer, you might be over two isurim, giranosha and chazer. Well, if it's a small gira and it's less than a kazayis, you won't be able to chazer because the shir for chazer is kazayis. The shir for giranosha doesn't need a kazayis; it's a full gid, so it's a barrier. It's a gid; it is what it is. So you might be able to gid. But can you be over both isurim? That gets us to a shaila whether yesh isur chalal isur or ain isur chalal isur. Which isur came first? The chazer or the gid? What? Why did the giranosha come first?
This is the isur.
No, not historically when the Isser came in. And by Matan Torah, Isser of Chazer, and before Matan Torah, there was Isser of Giranosha, but I'm talking about a Chazer that was born in the year 2011. So what came first? If, as it was born from...
It is
the
same time.
So the Gemara says in Chulin that it's not Isser Chal, Isser Bavasachas, because in the process of the pregnancy, it already was sort of a... In the beginning processes, as the Uber was developing, it was already Chazer, but it didn't yet fully develop to be called Gid. So the Isser Chazer comes first. So now, can the Isser of Giranosha be Chal on the Isser of Chazer? Chazer is a lav. Giranosha is also a lav. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Giranosha is more Chomer. Why is it more Chomer? Because it was Noyeg even in times of Bnei Noyach. The fact that the Isser of Giranosha was Noyeg even in times of Bnei Noyach will make it be Chal even on Chazer. And now to the question, what about the Giranosha of a person? So first of all, there's a machlokes rishonim if it's usher to eat Besar Adam. The Rambam is mashma, it's an Isser. Essay in the Rashba is mashma, there's no Isser. What is Rishonim? If Bisar Adam is us. What about Giranosha of an Adam? So again, if Gidden doesn't have Tam, so there's no Isser of Gid. But if there is an Isser of Adam, would it be Yesh Isser Chalal Isser? Because here maybe not, because Adam is only an Isser Essay, and Giranosha is a Lav. It's more Chomer. The Lav would be Chomer, and it would be Chal on the Essay. But the Prichodesh says, for sure there's an Isser Gidden by Adam. The story happened with a person. You can make a pilkul if it's only by a cow or even by a chazim. But that it shouldn't be noyed by the sarodom. The maisa was never the case from Yaakov Avinu. There's much more about Richot in the longness of Gid Anoshe, but a little bit just in pshat, what's going on here. The Indian of Gid Anoshe represents part of the theme we're saying in the whole parashah. The Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch writes this, that the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe is to remind us that even through the entire golus of Vayeyovek Ish Imoy Ad Alois HaShachar, we should know Gid Anoshe teaches us that the Eibushter will always stand by us, and in the end it's going to be Ad Alois HaShachar. It's going to be by Yevoser Yaakov Levadoi, but eventually it's going to be Venisco Hashem Levadoi. And we're going to get there. Gid Anoshe reminds us of it. The Chasam Sofer says that it says in the Pasuk, Ki Noga Bechof Yerech Yaakov. So he says in Drush, he says, that Yam Doima LaRakia, and Rakia Doima LaKisei Yaakov. Yam, Rakia, Kisei. That's Yerech. Rosh Hashanah is Yerech. Yam, Rakia Kisa. He says there are three things that we have. We have Yam is the Torah. Yam, the Torah is a Yam. Rakia represents, he explains, is the Talmidei Chachamim. And the Kaf, the Kisa, is the Beis HaMikdash. Esav Kaf, and he was Noga, the Kaf Yerach. Kaf is the Chof, the letter Chof. Esav attacked the Chof of the Yerach, the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash now. He was Noga, the Chof Yerach Yaakov. He shepherded us in the Chof. But he didn't take away the Yud and the Reish. We always have Eimonu Shia Raka Torah Azois. We still have the Yam, which is Torah, and Rakia, which is Talmidei Chachamim. We have to realize, and that's good for the message, how we spot such a long goal. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash already almost 10 years. Because we have to remember that it's Vayiga B'chof Yerech Yaakov. We only shepherd the Chof. Only. He shepherd the Chof, he shepherd the Beis HaMikdash, the Kisei. But we're still left with the Yud and the Reish, and that's what will tell us, and that's the secret that the Gid Anoshe is telling us, how we survive in the goal. There's a whole other sugi over here. With Dina Basleya, and then Shimon and Levi go and kill out the whole city of Shechem, and then the Medrash brings the Ramban, talks about it, the Maimonides has a big arithmetic on it, how there was Melchizedek now between the Anshei Shechem and the Shvatim. There's a Shiloh in the Rishonim, what was the gather of this din that Shimon and Levi went and killed out the whole city of Shechem? What was it, Misa? What's the sugya? It's not Stam Hasgana, yeah? Well, there's a sugi over here. What was the Indian of Harigas Ir Shechem? The Rambam, the Moshul, in Hilchos Parashas, right? That one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Dinim, and by Ben Noach, you don't need a whole Bezdan of 23. Any Ben Noach could be the Dayan of the other Ben Noach, and the Ben Noach is Chayav Misa for his Averis. So Shechem was over on Gezel, and the rest of the city was over not dining them. And since one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is to do dinim, one of them is dinim. The Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalad, and then the Gimel of Eres Chamuras. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalad is Eivim and Achai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel and dinim, and then Gilei Raya Kavai Dorshu Bezom. That's the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So one of them is dinim. Dinim is to dan. So the whole city was Chai Misa for not danning Gemor and Shechem. The Ramban, Akonorot Yeres Choylech, he says, you're not Chai Misa for not doing dinim. It's an essay by the Ben Noach. Only the other Yisurim is Chayiv Misa for it, because Gezel or Menachai or such. The Ramban says the reason they killed them out is because they were all Rishoyim. Stamos, he says, they were all Abraham and Yizora and Gilei Arayis. They were Agantah Shtof and Rishoyim. The Rechaim says, interesting Pshat, he says, a Chiddush. He says, Be'emes, they only wanted to kill Chamor and Shechem. But the rest of the city was coming to protect them. And then with the Shal of Roidus, and they were killing only us Roidus. Stamos. Another Pshat that Rechaim says, I don't understand exactly, he says, it was a Siyua of Gezel. They helped out. I don't know the Gedorim of Ben Noach, what's considered Gezel, even Pachas Mipruta. But the whole stuff was Messiah in the Gezel. It's interesting. You see that it's called Gezel. To take Dina was called Gezel. We know that Ben Noach is Muzer on Eishas Ish. It's posted by other Meri, Vedovak Be'ishtoi, Veloi Be'ishas Chaveirot. Even a Ben Noach can't take another Ben Noach's wife. Why do you need this Dina of Vedovak Be'ishtoi, Veloi Be'ishas Chaveirot? Take it by Gezel. You see that it would be Gezel. Pashas. If the other Ben Noach is masculine, it's not Gezel. There's still an Issa for him, because the other Issa, that's a right. Oh, but it won't be Gezel if the guy is masculine. Goy is masculine. Anoy. There's another chat that the reason why, the Meshech Chochma says, the reason why the entire city of Shechem was Chayiv Misa is because a Ben Noach, one of the Yisurim, is he's Nala Shmichas, but not only killing, even causing blood. is chayiv misereti and the benoyach, and even if he does it to himself, and they mild themselves, and this was not mila of geirus. So it's a benoyach that was choyvu ba'atzmoy. Benoyach that's choyvu ba'atzmoy is chayiv misa. That was the chayiv misa. Benoyach the chov al ba'atzmoy. There's another pshat. One second, we're going to finish. Then there's a karim. He says that we know Chazal teaches that Shimon and Levi had just become bar mitzvah. If you make the cheshbon when Yaakov, during the 7 years after he marries Leah, and you make the cheshbon when Reuben, Shimon, and finally Levi's born, it comes out exactly that Levi and Shimon had dropped more, and Levi is a few months younger, is became bar mitzvah. And he said this was their bar mitzvah shekel. Their bar mitzvah shekel was an active, hands-on pshat bar mitzvah shekel. But they were mechadish that Azoyvi is a din of Akum Shavat Chayiv Misa, because Shabbos is an ois. Who was in Akum Shemo Chayiv Misa? And that was the Chayiv Misa for the Akum Shemo, not the Chavola of the Neshachavma. And the fact that they attempted to do Mila. There are many other pshatim in that sugya. One last verse. It says over here, there's a whole sugya. Yeah, the Seder, okay, so he framed them. The Seder, that's part of the pshat. Vayelech Ruvain, the Pasuk says at the end, Vayelech Ruvain, Vayishkav es Bilo Pilegesh Oviv. It's a shverish sugi. What exactly was the chait of Ruvain? Kaloema Ruvain Chata in the Elatoya. What is this chait of Ruvain? The Gross has a very interesting shot. Vayelech Ruvain, Ruvain was a little yingle, and he was going around in the room. And Yaakov was planning to be Nizdavnite with Bilo to make a 13th shaded. But Vayelech Ruvain, Reuben is drangzik over there. Vayishkav is Bilah Pilegesh Ovid. Yaakov is planning to create another child with Bilah, his Pilegesh. But Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard him make noise, so they stopped. And the pasuk continues, therefore Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov shnei mosar. So it remained, there was only Yisrael. So he's going to chudish the pshat in the sugi.